Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Business L&K podcast. I'm Kathy Anderson, Director of Innovation and Entrepreneurship at LPED, the Lincoln Partnership for Economic Development. And I'm here with Scott Henderson. Scott, take it away. Tell us about your role at InMotion Powered by Generator.
Well, I have been the managing principal for the last 5 years. I returned to Lincoln, my birthplace, in 2020, in the middle of a pandemic, and with the opportunity to help build on what had already been built ahead of me. So it's been exciting to come back to a state that raised me and be able to apply the craft that I had developed while I was gone.
Yeah. And still a bold move, right?
In 2020. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, so you think about like InMotion, about 12 years ago was started here, focused on how do we help invest in the best and brightest in Lincoln, right? So how do we make sure we find the great talent and help support them as a community. And that was in parallel to Generator. You mentioned InMotion Powered by Generator. Generator, same mission, but started 13 years ago in Madison in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And the founders of that organization knew Brian Ardinger, who had founded InMotion. And about, I think, 7 years ago, as Generator started to expand into other states, Brian from the original InMotion said, "Hey, you guys want to come and help operate what's going on in Lincoln?" They said, "Absolutely. We'd love to build on what's going there." And I think this is, something that looking back makes all the sense. But at the time, when 12 years ago, 13 years ago, it was a pretty audacious idea of, can you really build high growth companies here in Nebraska? I mean, come on, we're Nebraska, right? So there's but then at the same time, there's an emerging technology landscape that popped up, and then people became a lot more aware that you can. In fact, it was already proven by Huddle and other great companies here in Lincoln that you can build great high growth technology companies right here in Lincoln, Nebraska.
That's right. Lots of talented people. Yep.
Well, and it really, it's funny because I was gone for 20 years, right? 20 years. I was in Atlanta, Georgia. I was in Indiana. I was in Boston. Back to Atlanta, back to Indiana, back here, right? It's like a little circuit I was running. But at each stop, I was working within like the technology and startup verticals. And I got to see what was being done in like a top three city like Boston, and then a aspirational top five city like Atlanta, and then like a top 20 city in Indianapolis. And it's the same thing we're doing here in Nebraska, which is, you know, you have to find talented people who have audacious ideas and wrap around with support and encouragement, but also, you know, find something that makes us unique. What's different about us than everyone else? We don't have to be the next Silicon something. We don't have to be a derivative. We just want to find who we are and what can we build around.
Yeah. Copying a playbook from another city does not work well.
No. Well, I mean, we each have our own strengths and our own weaknesses, our own gaps, and you want to play to your strengths. And yes. I think, one of the things as I was coming back, 5 years ago, as I was in the interview process, I was like, look, I want to help be part of a network, not build a node, right? This is the strength of what we can build here, especially in the Midwest and on the plains, isn't going to be high population density. We don't have that as an advantage. We have density of connections, but we don't have the population density that you have. And I can tell you through the stats that we've run on all the recruitment through InMotion, it's really just a percentage. It's a percentage game. Whether you talk about Minnesota, Colorado, Iowa, Nebraska, Missouri, Kansas, it's about the same percentage of people in each of those states that are entrepreneurial people who are willing to take a big swing at something.
Yeah.
And so, you know, why try to put Manhattan, New York City and Boston and Silicon Valley as our roadmap when that's not how it looks in terms of relationships, between the people, the media outlets that are playing around there and the events and the spaces that you can go to.
Well said. And LPED has been a great partner in that journey. And we're very excited to work with Scott for all this time and with InMotion and now Powered by Generator. Really is key to the mission and building here. Of course, the entrepreneurial community, the innovation community, but also the business community writ large.
So. Yeah, I started my career in the fundraising business, working for the University of Nebraska Foundation, and knew that there were a really strong connections. There were a strong connection between the private sector and the public sector.
Sure.
Certainly the folks that realized the future of the state, really hinges upon the future of our university system, and that the business community, and specifically, it was interesting looking at Lincoln as a really strong cadre of business leaders that had come together over the years for many reasons, but had built multi-decade relationships that have led to a lot of the key strategic assets that we take for granted. I mean, think of the Haymarket and the folks that came together to make the Haymarket and the baseball stadium, all that stuff come together. That's not easy to pull off, but Lincoln did it. And I think, having expanded statewide from Lincoln about 3 years ago, we raised a fund that was about half Lincoln investors and half Omaha investors, with the intent to bring InMotion to anybody across the state of Nebraska, and then also the broader region. I've been able to go out to Kearney, go out to Grand Island and Norfolk and Hastings, and then over to Ames, Iowa, over to Des Moines, up to Sioux Falls, over to Minneapolis, down to Kansas City, Manhattan, Kansas, Lawrence, over to Columbia, over to St. Louis. I mean, and it's interesting to see that Lincoln, the culture of Lincoln, the innovation community and the corporate community, I'd say is more of an open source approach rather than a controlled, closed environment. It seems to me that Lincoln's leaders, civic leaders, business leaders have said, you know what, we will grow if the rest of the state grows. And if you think about it, we are the capital city.
Yep.
We have the flagship university. Everyone comes here for volleyball or football, it seems like, or comes to tour the capital when you're a kid. So people are used to coming to Lincoln. And if you look at the Lincoln business leaders, a number of them are from small town Nebraska. Mm-hmm. They came here. And they're used to being kind of this we're in it together approach. And that's different. That's different than most places. I think we're fortunate as a city to be able to have civic leaders who see the whole picture and aren't trying to play territorial games with each other. And I think, that's as you get into larger cities, there's a lot of different chunks. It starts to fragment into little different areas of influence. And I saw that in Atlanta, I saw that in Boston, saw that in Indianapolis and Chicago and the likes. And I think that's it's been really refreshing to have folks like Lincoln Chamber and Lincoln Partnership Economic Development who are very open and collaborative. And I think even to the vibrancy strategy, hinging our success on Omaha and the rest of the state's success, that's very important. And I think that's really at the DNA of what makes this a special place to do startup investment.
I wholeheartedly agree. And the strategy that Scott's mentioning is the one that was launched in 2023, and we're executing against those six big pillars. So yeah, thanks for that call out.
Yeah. Well, hey, it's a great strategy. And yeah. I think, and also a great mindset because a lot of times people get into kind of like closed-minded or limited pie mentality. And it's been great to work with the civic leaders here in Lincoln who believe this and don't just give you words, but take actions. I mean, opening doors for founders, putting checks on the table to invest in our fund, as well as following on investing in the future investments in the companies that we bring out and put into the world. So it's leading by doing. It's like the little, I remember going around Memorial Stadium and as an undergraduate and engraved into the side, now it's kind of, you have to go inside to see it, is acta non verba, which is Latin for actions, not words.
Actions, right? Not words.
And I feel like that's really a good way to sum up the Lincoln community's
I want to go back to a specific thing that people might not understand, but if somebody was interested in investing in the fund, hypothetically, when there's a fund open, what are the benefits of participating in InMotion and the broader network that way? What I know it gets a lot for people in terms of portfolio. Can you tell us more how that works?
I guess to answer that, I should say, give a little bit of a, what is the InMotion accelerator,
please,
right?
Please.
That's probably, very simply put, imagine, if you will, we scrape and crawl across the region to figure out what are the best companies that are out there that are ready for an investment, can be a large market that they can create if they have the right resources. And we find six, right? So we invest in six companies each time. In the history of InMotion, we've always invested alongside Invest Nebraska. So we have this co-investment relationship. So
yes.
50K of that we invest in a company is matched by 50K from Invest Nebraska. And I think, you know, this approach of let's reach far and wide, screen it down to the six best, and then work arm in arm with those six companies. That's what we do over a 12-week period. It's a very intense. It's like smashing 12 months of growth into 12 weeks. It's a lot, especially for us human beings. We're this emotional meat bags that we are.
A lot
to take in, right? But we have this program, right? So that's the approach. So the benefit of investing, the question is, are we talking money or time and energy? Because mm-hmm. some of the best things we provide our founders that go through this program are the mentor connections that we have. So we do these mentor swarms. Now, thanks to COVID, we have this hybrid approach. We do a lot of things in person. We kick off for 3 days at the beginning of the program. We do weekly check-ins, everyone together on a Wednesday. And then we do retreats on the 3rd, 6th, and 9th week, where we have companies planning out like 2-week sprints. And then we end with 3 weeks of pitching investors via Zoom. So we used to do all of this stuff in person, in Fuse co-working, half a day, 5 days a week. That's a lot.
Yeah,
that was a lot. That was in the early days, pre-generator. But now we're able to utilize our in-person stuff for a lot more connections and a kind of problem solving. Mm-hmm. One of the things we do through weeks 1 through 9 is one time a week we gather for 2 hours on Zoom with six different mentors. So it's a speed mentoring sessions. So, and I would say anybody, someone was asking me, because I always looking for fresh mentors, different perspectives. I never know what a person's contact database is gonna have in it.
Yeah.
Used to say Rolodex, I guess, for the older people there. and I don't know what experiences they have in their past, because they may have a role at this company today, but maybe 15 years ago, they were tackling a similar problem, have a lot of great industry experience. So the one way to invest in motion companies is help mentor.
Become show a up mentor.
Mentor. Yeah, yep. Mentor swarm. So always looking for that.
And you would reach out to InMotion and they will help get you set up with how it works and in the process.
Yeah.
I do it. It's a wonderful experience. Great way to connect with companies.
It's an adrenaline rush.
Yeah.
It's
fast.
And I think that's like a lot of the benefit of investing and supporting, investing through your time and energy, is just being up next to and adjacent to this naive ambition.
Mm.
That's really, if you think about what are startups in many ways, it's naively ambitious people that think that they can change the world and are willing to try.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not fun to get up every day being a startup founder and have the world kick you in the face. You know, it's just not fun.
Yeah.
But you just got it. You cannot not do it. It's like this cannot not do it. I've got to get up and do this. And so I think those who are watching or listening to this and are like, hey, I'm not really a startup person, but I've got interesting experience. I've built stuff. I would ask you, have you built something within your organization where you had little to no resources, but you still pulled it off? Mm. Well, you probably have some entrepreneurial skills then. That's basically what it is. Think of this, we're in a resource-constrained environment. You have very little money. You've got this big idea you're trying to pull off. And as a startup founder, you're trying to make your way through that maze to get to the prize. And so if you've had that kind of experience, or you have some domain expertise, marketing, sales, digital inbound leads, anything like that, those are all good, that and it's well worth investing your time and energy through the mentor swarms. I think for those folks who are looking to invest money or qualified investors, whether it be foundations or companies or high net worth individuals, what we will be raising a fund in about 6 months from now.
Great.
What we'll be looking for is folks who want to be part of this journey by helping us assemble the money that we then invest in these companies. Why they would want to do that is manyfold. I mean, it's we're capitalists. We're not philanthropists here.
Yeah, we're here to make money.
We're here to make money. We're here to create wealth.
Yes.
And the way we're going to do that is betting on a lot of people here in the state of Nebraska who want to take a big swing and have made it through that screening process that we put them through to get a chance. I mean, 6 out of 350 applicants get the yes.
Wow.
Yeah, we're in the process of finalizing this cohort now. We just had a record-setting 350 applications, and I have to tell 344 of them, no, not yet, not yet. So six get yeses, but so we go through that process, and so you're going to be working with people who have some sort of unique play, something that made them stand out. And you know, we do the work of finding all these people. We do the work of helping challenge their assumptions. We work with, you know, we utilize the mentors, as I mentioned. We get them connected to customers. We work with partners like ELPED and Lincoln Chamber and, you know, Nelnet and, you know, and all of the folks in Emeritus and Assurity who all are supporting us, as well as the Lincoln Community Foundation, you know, utilizing the aggregate Rolodex of everyone to open the doors for somebody. I mean, we had a reception once about a year ago for the cohort at the time to meet the folks who had invested in the fund that invested in them. Dennis Einspar from Tour Golf League was in the room, and he was talking to Mike Dunlap from Nelnet. And Mike goes, oh, you ever want to talk to Landscape Unlimited? And he goes, absolutely. So the next day, Mike introduced Dennis to the CEO of Landscape Unlimited, which is a huge find. It's what a great fund. That was what a great connection to be made, right? And that only because, you know, someone had a quick conversation and said yes. So that's interesting to see. And I think the benefits for the folks that have invested in our funds over the years, because we've raised five funds so far since we started InMotion to begin with. And it's been, you know, a collection of people. There's some true blue investors that invest all the way through, and others who kind of come and go, but that's okay. That's part of the business.
Yeah.
Why they do it is different. Each one has a different motivation, but everyone does it because they know they're investing in the vibrancy and the vitality of the economy here.
Yes.
That's what it is. It is like, this is the chance to dream big, take a big swing. Most of them will not succeed. But those who do, you know, will be the ones that build a building in the Haymarket with their name on it.
Yes, like the outsized of the world, the economic impacts.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's outsized. So you got to place the bets. You got to make good bets on them. And each time, knowing that they have a chance to be outsized, but they also have a higher chance of failure. But, you know, what this is betting on the folks that are willing to take a chance. There's only so many people who are willing to do this. And so, as I said, it's a percentage game. So if we're only X amount of population and we only have this percentage of people that are willing to do it, and as a community, why these people invest their money and their resources and their connections is because they know that that small percentage of people are the ones that can create that outsized activity that then helps create the waterfalls of economic impact. You know, the higher wages, the you know, the more disposable income, you know, more people who can buy houses, more people who can take out loans, more people who can buy cars, more people who can go out, eat great food, you know, one of the five sushi restaurants within a 3-mile radius of the Haymarket. I mean, who's going to do that? Us.
That's right. I also see the individuals who are investing time and money. They understand that if an individual who is that ambitious, driven person has a venture and that venture doesn't become a, you know, 10x company, still those investments don't go away. Those people are smarter. There's more human capital in our community. They really did something, and they had people around them that also grew through that experience. So it truly is, in terms of economic impact, we could go deep there.
Well, I think that's something that really worth drilling into, because it's not about the swing you're taking now.
Yeah.
You know, if we go back to, there's only a small percentage of people in a community who are willing to get up every day and challenge the status quo, to try something new, mm-hmm. to take an idea, a crazy idea, because they believe in it. You know, the last thing you want to do as a community is to kick them and then demean them and then shame them and then push them out of your community and they move somewhere where they feel love.
No. Yep.
I mean, that's a big loss. Embrace it. Embrace it, right? And I know for a fact, you know, looking back on the last 5 years, but also looking at the last 12 years of what InMotion has done, we can start to chart out the individuals who were part of the very first cohort their company did not succeed in terms of, you know, selling for a large amount of money, but they had to close it down. Well, most of them joined another one or started a different one.
Yes.
They tried again. They got back up. You want that as a community. You want this resiliency. You want this, I'm not going to let a no keep me from trying again, because I just got to believe in myself and I got to believe in these ideas. And I think that type of support and that type of encouragement helps attract others from other communities who are not feeling that love in their community. Mm. And I think that's, you know, I've been looking at these economic studies around population and how we're not growing in real terms, and that, you know, and people say, well, it's because of the taxes, it's because of that. It's people don't feel loved. People just don't feel loved, right? And there's this non-financial thing of, you know, am I being pushed back because of how I identify? Am I being pushed back because of my beliefs? Am I being pushed back because I want to try something different? And if someone doesn't feel that love, why would they stick around, right? Yeah. And I think that's what we can do. And that's the benefit of investing time and money and support behind these high growth, audacious entrepreneurs, is because they're the ones that are going to help unlock that huge gain, that next big company that's going to create a lot of benefit for everybody in this community and that we all can be proud of. And so I think it's down at the base level. It's, why would you do this? Because you want to show the love to the people who can actually create the energy that's going to make Lincoln better and make the eastern side of Nebraska better, make the entire state of Nebraska better.
And make us stand out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, what about, you know, by the time this is released, you mentioned the cycle for applications. What else is big on your mind? What should we be thinking about?
Well, I mean, I'm always recruiting.
Yes.
So I know.
Always be recruiting.
Always be recruiting. We'll have another cohort next year. I'm excited for between this fall 2025 and fall 2026 cohort, we're helping produce a summit, an investor summit called the Greater Plains Investor Summit. And we're, you know, going to feature those active investors like Nelnet and, you know, Lincoln Community Foundation, LPED, alongside and interacting with the interested investors, folks. And we're going to do it around the Berkshire Hathaway weekend. So, you know, take advantage of the international spotlight of investments. And this is, you know, building off a relationship we had with UNMC's tech transfer team last year, working with them. And we're going to be working with the state of Nebraska Department of Economic Development and the Greater Omaha Chamber and yourself to really bring a good room full of people to think, to have this conversation, why invest, but also how to invest, right? So we're looking for more people to get into the game. Mm-hmm. And I don't care if you invest in Enmotion or any of the other funds that are in Nebraska or even any of the other funds that are in the region. We got some great early stage investment funds that you can go or become a member of Nebraska Angels and join, do what they're doing. Just get in the game, help out. Yeah. That's one of the things I'm very excited about is this investor summit.
We are so glad that you had that vision and are putting that on. We get asked frequently, show us the roadmap to being involved with startups and investing in startups or showing up in that way. And yeah, we're excited to be a part. And something that we often tell to our members is, you know, let us help craft that roadmap for you. Yeah. Like, come with us to the Nebraska Angel meetings and just, show up, get a feel for it, meet a lot of the other angels. It's important actions that help build that coalition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, I think to pull off the veil here, no one knows what they're doing in early stage investment. I mean,
you're not supposed to say that.
No one really knows. We have to admit this. We don't know the future. We don't know. Even if I knew the future, I don't know if that company leadership's going to make the right decision. Mm. But you got to try. Yeah. Right? You got to try. Now, you get better at the obvious no's and the obvious yeses. It's like at the fringes, I can tell you right now who's in this cohort and who's not in this cohort. And there's a good chunk of folks in this murky maybe. Mm-hmm. And the only way I'm going to know is by trying, by investing them, supporting them. And, you know, some of the folks that apply and get in and don't get in, try really hard, you take the feedback to heart, and then they come back next year and they get in because they showed the progress. And I think having folks like LPED and the chamber who are willing to walk alongside members who want to say, how do I get in the game? Yeah. There's a lot. I mean, we're working together on the 10-hour challenge. We've got short and scrappy events that we've done before, Jumpstart Challenge. There's a lot of great, great programs and ideas that have been created here that are really a good entry point for anybody.
That's right. And, you know, pipeline is key. And there are a lot of activities that help people think about getting off the sidelines and participating in this community and thinking about what's possible. So
yeah, and it's usually just a one person inviting the other person. So if you're watching this, I'm inviting you to come join us in some way, either as a mentor, come out to the Jumpstart Challenge when we have that next, come out to a 10-hour challenge, come out and be part of the celebrations at Silicon Prairie Startup Week, which is going to be amazing. It's a great exhibit of how Omaha and Lincoln are collaborating more and more, and how the state of Nebraska is stronger as a network, right, versus nodes competing against each other.
That's
so
right.
A lot of opportunities to come out. So you're invited. You have no excuse other than to come out.
You heard it here. Scott, anything else we didn't touch on that you want to say for the good of the audience?
There's a lot, Kathy. I could have mentioned that I was born here, but that house became a parking lot. I went to school here, but that house became a parking lot.
When
I moved back, I just moved into a parking lot, which was wrapped. It was an apartment wrapped around a parking lot. So, I saved you guys the hassle of destruction. I could have mentioned that. Right? No, I mean, I think.
Growth and change in our city landscape.
Exactly,
yes.
Exactly. I mean, the only thing that's on my mind right now is I think there's just a lot of uncertainty in the world. Mm-hmm. And I know that there's a lot of rancor. And the reality is I think the algorithms are creating a lot more division than there's really out there in the world. And I think the best thing that we each as human beings can do right now is to get outside of the digital sphere, get outside the algorithms that are feeding you the content, and find people that you can connect with on a human level. I mean, I'm fiercely pro-human. I love humans. I mean, for all of our faults and foibles and idiosyncrasies, I mean, we're amazing little creatures that, and it's always been fun to be part of groups of people that are trying to do something together. And I think, the thing that I probably would leave is, go be a fierce pro-human person too, and just go connect with people. Don't let the algorithms determine your viewpoint. Go and find out the information you want. Go find out the people that you're curious of, and just be curious, just be curious.
We'll be a stronger city for it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Well, Scott Henderson, thank you so much for joining me today on the Business LNK podcast. I'm Kathy Anderson with LPED, and we'll see you next time.